I would hesitate to think that Americans were behind this. I would prefer to believe they're against it. Americans are a compassionate people. We didn't like being bombed, so we probably don't like others. I would like to believe that.
Activist Annette White Park says if more people realized the potential for an attack on Iraq, they'd oppose it. White Parks was among several La Crosse area activists who rallied in front of local congressional offices in La Crosse. Activist June Chomey says she doesn't see Iraqi President Saddam Hussein as a threat to the world.
He seems like a pretty nasty kind of person, if you want to just my private opinion. But I don't see that he is any more a threat to world security than, for instance, what Sharon is doing in Israel.
Chomey says an invasion of Iraq will cost lives, is against international law, and will make the United States less popular in the world. Protester Christine Meisenheimer says she's been an activist against military aggression since she was a child.
To go in and preemptive strike a country where already 3,000 to 5,000 people are dying a day because of sanctions combined with governmental things that are not happening that should be, seems crazy to me. I mean, we've been civilized for 10,000 years. You'd think we would come up with a better solution.
Members of the La Crosse Peace Coalition and Interfaith Justice and Peace groups hope to enlist help from Congress. They left letters protesting a potential attack at the local offices of 3rd District Representative Ron Kind and Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Cole. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.